T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, a founding member of the legendary band Chicago, trombone player Jimmy Pankow. Welcome.
Yes, and then I get home from the road. My wife goes, "Hey, Rockstar, take out the garbage."
Exactly, right? Taking you right back down to earth.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, how does all of that fit on a business card, all of your accolades and accomplishments?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, so, you know, you caught me in New York. The band is in the city. We did Macy's Parade. It was amazing. We did the Today Show. And tonight we will be privileged to take part in the tree lighting at Rockefeller Plaza, the most famous Christmas tree in the country. And we will be there smiling and waving and performing 3 selections from the Christmas album that was released recently, that we're really proud of. It debuted at the top of the holiday charts, and it delighted us. And it was recorded on the road on our portable rig, which over the last couple of years we've perfected. And it allows us to make records, to write music, and record it spontaneously as we are on tour. So the album has a warmth that few albums have had because of the togetherness of the band. We are manifesting songs as we tour, and we can record in hotel rooms, on the bus, in the toilet, you know, just about anywhere. We can take that rig and we can make records as we tour. So the record, I think, reflects that, because it's actually theoretically it's an original Chicago album with a holiday spin. It has a couple of the traditionals on it that were Chicagoized, but by and large, it's originally conceived by us with original holiday songs, and we haven't done that before, and it's really a thrill to be able to release an original Christmas album with the band. We'll be very busy again this year. In fact, I think we're going to be in your neck of the woods. And
yes, you will. Let's talk about that in a minute. I want to back up a few steps, though, to the Macy's Parade and the Today Show and the Rockefeller Center tree lighting. Now, those are all outdoor gigs in the December weather for a trombone player.
That's right.
How challenging is that for you?
To my lips was like putting an ice cube on my mouth. And it was not very comfortable, to say the least.
Yeah, I imagine any brass player, when they look at the list of dates coming up and they see an outdoor date in the winter, they got to think, "Oh man, I got to stock up on the Carmex now."
Yeah, hey man, you know the stuff. But yeah, it's not too easy. You know, when you're out in the cold, you got to keep that mouthpiece in your hand to keep it from freezing up. But even the guitar player, you know, Keith, you know, those guitar strings turn into scalpels, because, you know, your fingertips get cold.
Sure.
So, you know, the whole band is out there trying to stay warm and trying to stay limber and flexible, because this music is not really elementary music. So, you know, sometimes the performance can be challenging when you're shivering, you know.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. We're talking to Jimmy Pankow, the trombone player and founding member of Chicago, about how intricate the arrangements of your music is. You know, we have a lot of rock bands that were just, you know, guitar, bass, drums, 4-4 time, 3 chords and the truth, as they say. You guys brought in all kinds of influence from jazz to R&B to pretty much anything across the board. How difficult is it to write and rehearse and record as a member of Chicago?
Well, you know, it's an evolving thing. Ever since day one, you know, this has been a round table of many genres. Each guy in the band brings their own thing to the table. And when that all gets combined, it becomes Chicago. So, you know, one of the guys might have rhythm and blues influences. I brought my jazz background to the table. Everybody brings their, you know, their own background to the music. And what you wind up with is a mashup of everything from jazz to R&B to, pop, country pop, symphonic, and it's Chicago.
You know, it's interesting. You've been able to weave your way through some of the different sounds from the late 60s to 70s to how things kind of changed in the 80s, but never let go of that signature Chicago sound. When you hear one of your songs, you know it's the band.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right to a large degree. You know, the horn section has become part of that signature. I kind of inherited the arrangement chair. I had to decide, how do you make this brass unique? Up till the emergence of our band, horns in popular music were frosting on the cake. It was mostly, Motown, Gamble and Huff, rhythm and blues that had horn sections on their records. And, we're a rock and roll band with a horn section, but this horn section is indigenous to the music. And how do you make that unique? You make it a main character in the song. So if you take it out of the song, there's holes, and the horns become vital to the completeness of the song. It kind of takes up where the vocal leaves off or brings the vocal in and weaves in and around what the vocals are doing. It's almost like another lead vocalist. And that signature is indeed very unique and very recognizable.
It is unique, and I tried to come up with a list of current-day trombone stars, and I came up with Jimmy Pankow from Chicago and Trombone Shorty, and then my list stopped.
Well, I'm very flattered to be under the impression that perhaps I've influenced other horn players, other approaches to pop. The ultimate compliment is getting positive feedback from your peers. And when we're on the road, some of the cats will come to the show, musicians, etc., and they'll thank us for creating a niche in pop music. Before this happened, if you were a wind player, it would be a concert band or a marching band or
delivering pizzas.
And we created a gig for horn players. Now horns and pop are an acceptable thing, and a lot of people are doing it. We're grateful that we created this for ourselves. Man, when Walt Perizzator approached me way back when about this idea of a rock band with a horn section, I was thrilled because, I was a jazz guy, but, I was listening to the Beatles and the Stones and stuff like that, at home. And the idea of being a trombone player and being able to play the music of my peers was really cool.
Well, you mentioned about being on the road. We only have a couple more minutes. Jimmy Pankow is the trombone player from Chicago, founding member, and they're back out on the road 52 years later, still touring, coming to Red Rocks on Thursday, June the 18th with Rick Springfield, iconic band at an iconic setting. What's it like mounting a tour at this stage in your career?
We are a journeyman band. We love to be on the road. Doing face-to-face with our audience is where it's at. I'll never get tired of walking on that stage and looking out at all those smiling faces. And, Dave, it's a communion. The audience comes to relive those moments that these songs represent. And you can look out in an audience on any given song, and you can see people looking at each other, remember where they were, what they were doing when they discovered this music. And, they tell you, that this music, man, it's part of their life. And for that to happen is every songwriter or performer's dream. And we can't wait to experience that with all the good folks in Denver. We haven't been out with Rick Springfield before now, and that'll be a lot of fun to work with him. He's an incredibly talented musician and artist, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we hope the audience does too.
I know we will. I'm looking forward to it again. Chicago and Rick Springfield, Red Rocks, Thursday, June 18th. Chicago Christmas, their 37th album, is out right now. Jimmy Pankow, founding member and trombone player, thanks so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Happy holidays to everybody.
Same to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.